Hachette Audio presents Count to Ten, written by Karen Rose, read by Eduardo Ballerini. To Martin, for the best 25 years of my life, I love you. To Christy Carrington, for your beautiful poetry and seeing emotion in my characters that even I didn't see. I had a rock. You made it beautiful. To the sisters of my heart who know me and love me anyway. I love you all right back. Prologue. Springdale, Indiana. Thursday, November 23rd, 11:45 p.m. He stared at the flames with grim satisfaction. The house was burning. He thought he heard their screams. Help me! Oh God, help me! He hoped he heard their screams, but it wasn't only his imagination. He hoped they were in the most excruciating pain. They were trapped inside. No neighbors around for miles to call for help. He could take out his cell, call the police, the fire department. One side of his mouth lifted. But why? They were finally getting what they deserved. Finally. That it should be at his own hand was fair. He didn't remember setting the fire, but he knew he must have done so. Without taking his eyes from the burning house, he lifted his hands to his nose, sniffed at the leather gloves he wore. He could smell the gasoline on his hands. Yes, he had done this thing, and he was fiercely, intensely glad he had. He didn't remember driving here, but of course he must have. He recognized the house, although he had never lived there. Had he lived there?